RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas.
7 o'clock, good morning. Memorial Day weekend, everyone, is here, the end of May, and Tee to Green back with you for another Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m. right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. For the first time since our opening show back at the end of March, we are in studio here
right?
In Amherst. Yes, Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Morning. We haven't been here since
our first show.
That's incredible.
Yes, we've been on the road going around Western New York to our various courses on our Tee to Green tour. We've had a blast, but taking 1 week to come back in.
Feel like a rock band.
That's right. The tour will continue next week. Yeah. We'll be back on the road.
The worst looking rock band ever, but
that's,
you know.
Right. We haven't sold many t-shirts either.
No, we have. Hey, I did. Ding. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there's another idea. The Tee to Green radio t-shirt. Okay. That's right.
I'll make it happen.
Listen,
that'll be fun.
I know you will. That's
all right.
As soon as I said it, I'm like, Kevin's going to run with this. I just know it. Brian Colesio, Kevin Sylvester.
I'm not going to run much anymore, Brian.
That's right. And that's true. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here in the studio once again.
That's
nice
right.
Mix.
And as we said, it's Memorial Day weekend, so make sure at some point this weekend you, I think, take a moment, pause, and reflect on all of our men and women in the military that have lost their lives, keeping us free, allowing us to do things that we love to do, which for us is play golf. So,
yep.
And I know that golf and the military go hand in hand, and I know, Jeff, that's something that you're obviously heavily involved in, too. So why not here on Memorial Day weekend? We take the moment to talk about it for a second.
Yeah, I know we're the Western New York PGA. We have the Hope Foundation, which we are going to get started this Thursday. Apparently, we have 21 vets going to come over and learn the great game of golf. And to be honest, it's one of those things I get more out of it than I'm sure the vets do. It's a tremendously rewarding thing for me to do. I enjoy it. You get to make buddies with these guys. You get to hear their stories. You get to make some friends. And they really end up taking to the game. We've got some great stories how people have just never played and now they're avid golfers. And apparently it's pretty good for multiple types of rehab and things like that for our wounded vets. So we're excited to have the opportunity. We've got one in down in Erie. We've got a couple in Rochester. We've got one in Niagara County. So there's a bunch of programs that the Western New York PGA is doing doing anything we can to help our vets. It's a small token effort, but it's what we'd like to do for them.
You know, along those lines, we're going to help raise money for that foundation on July 21st at Fox Valley with the Duster Challenge. The second annual Duster Challenge portion of proceeds are going to benefit the Western New York PGA Section Foundation, the Hope Foundation, to help those programs and fund, and you know, these veterans enjoy the game of golf and all that goes with it.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at golf, I mean, we talked about this before. Who raises more money for charity? What sport raises more money for charity than golf? I mean, you look at the PGA Tour, that's huge. I mean, they've given billions, I imagine, right? I don't know the exact number. But even here in Western New York, every time we have an event, it's for charity. Every Monday at every club, that's a fundraiser for charity. People in golf, it's been a tradition that you always get together and throw a little money in the hat for the charity that day. And it's a great way to get people together. Raise awareness too. How many groups raise awareness through golf for their charity, their foundation, their programs, whatever they're doing? And
I mean, how many golf tournaments, people listening, that we've all played in that benefits a charity? It's a great, beyond military and veterans, I mean, right. Charity is, I think, goes hand in hand with golf tournaments. That's just what happens. I think that's what's a great day about the whole thing. You get to come and play, do something that we enjoy, get to have the big meal afterwards, and everybody gets to see each other and hang out. You know, maybe you win some prizes too, but in the end, there's a benefit there, which I know that's what I think is so perfect about those golf tournaments, how they work.
Yeah, and it never gets old. By the way, going to these. Oh, yeah, I'm in. You know?
Oh, there's a tour. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Yeah, there's a tour. But
Children's Hospital Pro-Am. I'm in this Pro-Am. I'm in the. Yeah, you can play all the events if you want. Well, and get to play a lot of cool clubs that you may not be able to play. Also,
it's not just you know, even those Mondays. I mean, this is the most giving community that there is, you know, in the country. And I've lived elsewhere, and it's just amazing. You know, people in Buffalo will give you a shirt off our back, no question about it. There's even, you know, hey, we're having a benefit for Joe, or, you know, just to use a generic name out there, a golf tournament to help him. He's going through a tough time right now with illness and what have you. And that to be, you know, the full organization, and,
right.
and people get together and use golf to do that. So, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. 7:05 the time here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro. Jeff Metis, we are presented by the Western New York PGA. And speaking of the Western New York PGA, the executive director, Steve Bartkowski, going to join us in about 10 minutes to let you know some of the news going on with the Western New York PGA and events that you may want to participate in coming up. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, great place to go get your clubs custom fitted and great personal service at off-the-rack prices. That's inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra, another one of our presenting sponsors. Custom Turf and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. And beyond Steve Bartkowski, who will join us at 7:15 from the Western New York PGA, TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours and golfawaytours.com at 7:45. If you're thinking about taking a golf trip or vacation this summer, TJ will give you some information on that coming up in about 40 minutes from now. Okay, I want to talk about some news that escalated this week on tour with Tiger Woods. Back into the discussion,
like,
and his
health.
Yes. Well, there's been an official statement from Tiger and his people, and if you're wondering what's going on with his health, well, the update is this, essentially saying, says, I want to say unequivocally, I want to play professional golf again. He said that his long-term prognosis is positive. My surgeon and therapist say the operation was a huge success. It's just
huge.
A matter of time, not screwing it up and letting it fuse. He had the fusion surgery on his back that he said was instant nerve relief. And he says, quote, I haven't felt this good in years. Says there's a long way to go, but he's finally glad to be pain-free. So who knows if that means, you know, this year, next year,
doesn't
whatever.
Doesn't mean this year.
No way.
Maybe.
It says later, I can't twist, though, for another 2.5 to 3 months. So probably that statement rules out this year, Kevin, him playing again.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to play professional golf, in my opinion, this year in a regular PGA Tour event. See, so I qualified that. So if he wants to go play the Hero Challenge again next December, his tournament in the Bahamas, he can go do that. That's the last, well, it wasn't the last time he played, but the last time he played well was there. not being able to twist for 2.5 to 3 months, I mean, that's a long, long road to go. And Jeff is just nodding his head here, so we'll go to the PGA professional here who can tell us more on that. But anybody who's dealt with a sore back at all, and you know you can't twist, forget about it.
Yeah, you need to. You need a lot of rotational movements in the golf swing, and I can't imagine that. That kind of injury, I don't know if it's going to limit his mobility when he's done. I don't know the prognosis as far as a lot of times when guys have fusion in their back, it does limit some of their mobility depending on where it was and in the golf swing. So it may change how he has to swing. I imagine there'll be a long time to rehab and then just trying to get your game up to speed. I mean, you are playing against the best players in the world who are in tip-top shape, who are firing on all cylinders all the time, who are making putts and ripping drivers. So, I can't imagine he's going to be very competitive this year. We're all hopeful that he's competitive in the future. But if it takes a year for him to get back and he's competitive, that's great. You know, if he's going to be competitive, be able to be on the leaderboard next year at some point, be great for golf. This year, he's no chance.
You know, part of the greatness of Tiger Woods was not only his distance, but his, the intimidation factor, right? I mean,
that's gone.
Correct. That went away a long time ago for him. And these young players today, you think John Rahm's intimidated?
Nope.
No, not at all. John Rahm intimidates himself if things don't go right. But, I'm just using John Rahm as an example. All these players, they hit the ball a mile. So the distance part, Tiger actually wouldn't even be the longest guy. Probably wouldn't be top 10.
He's probably not even going to be close, especially he's advancing in years. You can't maintain that speed. He hasn't been. He won't be able to be in the gym doing the type of work he used to do. I'm sure he'll have to change his workout regimen in order to accommodate something like this. I imagine it might get toned down a little bit. But he's still Tiger Woods. Inside his brain is what is most important. He knows how to win. He knows how to close out. I mean, he played on a busted up knee and broken legs, and he's won golf tournaments a million jillion ways, so he'll find a way to shoot scores if he's able to get out there and compete, because he's the best that ever did it for a long time. So if physically he can go out there and do what his body or what he wants his body to do to some degree, I think he can have a semi-successful 40s.
Other players that have had these similar fusions or disc replacements, Davis Love III did, Lee Trevino, and our friend Dudley Hart has had it too. And I know, Jeff, through your conversations with him, it's just not an easy thing to recover from.
It isn't. He had a very unfortunate situation with a surgeon, which made it twice as difficult than it ever should have been. And he was doing, I remember him telling me he was doing 2 cycles of P90X a day for a while to try to rehab from that. And it's still, he still had to go in and have another surgery. But his wasn't successful. It's just how these guys work out now and how fit they have to be to. And people say, well, you got to hit it farther. Well, it also helps prevent injury when you're fit. And it also helps create the movements that you need. We talked about TPI last week, the Titleist Performance Institute. All these things are interrelated. If he's got immobility in his back, well, then it travels down. It may affect his hip. It may affect his knee. Whatever it is, there's a linkage there that we need to be aware of as golfers. And Tiger, I'm sure, is going to have a team around him that's pretty aware of all these things. So if anybody's got a chance, he does.
The other thing, I don't know if it was brought up, but, this is the fourth procedure Tiger's had done.
On his back?
On his back, yeah.
It's a lot.
Correct. But this was this fusion, why didn't they go this route to begin with?
I do believe, I'm not a doctor, but I've heard about this before. Yeah, it's the last resort if you're going to fuse, because I know there's lack of mobility between those two vertebrae then, and that's not good for golf. That's not good for people. Your back's designed a certain way for a reason, and so I think it's the last chance. You can build up strength around it and the muscles that need to compensate for it in order to get around it, if I understand it correctly. So if it's one disc that's fused, I don't think it's terrible. If it's once you start to get a couple more, then it gets then you really start to limit your mobility.
7:12 here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Medis. We'll be joined by the Western New York PGA Executive Director Steve Barkowski in just a few moments. One more injury news, though, before we get to Steve. Rory McIlroy, another big name in the golf world, has now a rib injury that won't go away. He has now officially bailed out of next week's Memorial. That's Jack's tournament. He skipped this week's BMW PGA Championship. That's one of the European tours, if not maybe their biggest event, right?
It's their flagship event. Yes.
Yeah. So a really big event there. And he just says, you know, it's nagging. He thinks it goes away. Then he gets it to come back. And we know we've talked about this many times. It's the Jason Day's had these nagging injuries that just reoccur back and forth. Tiger Woods.
Sammy Watkins.
Yes. Are these guys? Sammy Watkins.
You ever had a rib injury?
So,
have you ever had a rib injury?
I have not had a rib injury.
It is excruciating. Oh. Painful.
Yeah. Even when you sneeze, it hurts, right?
Yeah, Derek Abruzzo's nodding his head. Yeah, sneezing or coughing is like the worst thing you could do.
But what are we going to
rib injury?
But the conclusion we make, at least with these three golfers, and we can probably throw Sammy Watkins in there too, is that they all have heavy, heavy workout regimens, and this has been debated over the last calendar year in the golf world, that how much is appropriate and is there an amount where it's too much, where the point where maybe the golf swing and the heavy workout regimen is not the perfect fit. What do you think about that?
There's a lot of repetitive injuries, repetitive use injuries in golf, as much as not so much impact injuries. So I'm sure there's a balance. I know every sport, they look for that balance between working out and competing. You know, you need to be fresh on game day. You need to not have tired legs and all those things. The strength and the power that they get from lifting does make them, you need to have it to be competitive at this level of golf. So I'm sure there's a balance. These guys, they're working with the finest doctors, they're teams. These guys aren't, these are corporations. You know, Rory McIlroy isn't just Rory McIlroy. He's got a fitness, he's got a nutritionist, he's got a psychologist, he's got everything he could possibly need. And I'm sure they're the best and brightest. So, injuries are going to happen. I don't know how you injure your rib playing golf. So I imagine that may have happened somewhere else unless he was doing a drill or whatever, or working out. But it doesn't seem like you could injure your rib very easily doing that. I know Vijay Singh did it when he hit a golf ball under his left arm doing a drill. He broke a rib. That was a long time
ago.
Yeah. But who knows how he got hurt. We'd like to see him play too. He's another star of the game. You know, we're starting to see Jason Day injury. Injuries are affecting these top players. I also think it's the way they swing. If you look at the guys that are swinging this way, they don't have that languid flowing motion. They have that super tight coil, that abrupt fire through the golf ball. Jason Day had such violence in his golf. So did Tiger.
Right.
So does Rory. Rory's on a very small frame. If you meet Rory in person, he's not a big man, but he rotates quickly. Those guys like Vijay or Davis Love III that have a slower, more rhythmic swing, they seem to last a little longer. Freddie Couples, look at his...
He's had back issues.
He also had, I always thought he had back issues because he kind of aimed left and pushed down the target line a little, which is a little bit of an unnatural movement for your spine, and he did that for 30 years.
I think Mickelson is a great example of a free swinger. This year he had surgery on a sports hernia.
Yeah.
But not a back issue. Those things. Bubba Watson's another free swinger, though. He better start making some cuts and checks, or that it's going to really be free.
Yes.
That free swing. But yeah, I think you're right. These young players, there is just a ton of violence in their swing. And that's not a natural motion to begin with.
Well, it's hard to do it 1,000 times a day.
I was going to say, the other thing too is they do it every single, maybe a day off. All the time they are hitting golf balls, playing golf, practicing, pushing, and working out on top of that. That's a lot on the body.
It is a lot on the body. And can you imagine these guys going 4, 5, 6 weeks on the road?
Most will do 3 in a row now. That'll be the most. Like, if they do 4 weeks in a row, they're like,
you're done.
The only time that they usually have that is toward the end of the season there, where they've got that, like, they've got the, if they're
FedEx
got Cup sponsorship. I know there's, you go from like the British
to the Canadian Open,
and a lot of them have sponsorship obligations to be the Canadian Open, and then you go to the World Golf Event in Akron, and then right to the PGA, and there's your 4 in a row. And that does happen toward the end of the year. And then, of course, the FedEx are going 4 and 5.
Well, they had it at the beginning of the year, too. There's a lot of controversy. Guys who didn't play the Arnold Palmer Invitational because they said, I need to pick a week off in here before the Masters. I can't play 5 weeks in a row. And there's so many big tournaments in the early part of the season in March, late February, March, leading up to the Masters, and guys are like, we got to pick somewhere to take. Am I going to take match play off?
Right.
Oh, and don't think their sponsors don't have a say in that also.
Absolutely they do. No question.
7:17 here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here in our Amherst studios. And on the line now, pleased to be joined by the executive director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for coming on. And the Western New York PGA big part of our show again this year. We appreciate you, of course, being a big part of it. Steve, we do it every year. We know we have people listening to the show for the first time that are still learning about what the Western New York PGA does in this area. So I'll let you as executive director tell everybody here. You would know it as good as anyone. Just kind of give everybody just maybe a little overview of what the Western New York PGA does here in Western New York.
Sure, no problem. The Western New York PGA is a section of the PGA of America under that umbrella, the national organization. PGA of America consists of about 28,000 PGA golf professionals, your head professionals, assistant professionals, teaching professionals at your clubs around the area. Geographically, we cover Buffalo, Rochester, and northwestern PA. And really the ultimate goal of our section is to continue to grow this great game we love in golf, whether it be through junior programming, whether it be through helping veterans or children with autistic needs. The idea of our 275 PGA professionals, such as Jeff Meadus, it's just to grow the game of golf, to continue to get people to play golf around the area, to enjoy this great game we love. And you know, Jeff can, I'm sure, speak for all of them, but, you know, these ladies and gentlemen are super people, and they've gone through schooling for about 8 years to become PGA professionals. So really these 275 pros around the area are really the backbone of golf in the area. And if you're looking to get involved in the game of golf, or if you're looking to really have any questions about the game of golf in Western New York, I would suggest just to contact your local PGA professional.
Steve, you mentioned something there that I think is fascinating and probably doesn't get talked about enough, is you mentioned helping children with autism in golf. And I have a friend whose child is on the spectrum and absolutely loves golf. Golf's the motivator. Golf is something that the child is immersed in. The numbers of it, the structure of the game really has brought balance to this child's life. And I just think it's something that maybe parents who are out there, if their child is on the spectrum, how would they, and Jeff, you could jump in here too, how would they go about that, and what would you recommend? Because my friend was hesitant, and I was like, this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to his child.
You know, I'm not sure where your friend lives, but it actually, you know, right now going on in Niagara County coming this week on June 1st, one of our PGA professionals, Jim Furlong, and the Niagara County Lions Club are working together right at Willowbrook. I don't know if you've ever been there at that golf.
I've been there, and I know Jim, yes.
Yeah, so he's hosting actually about 50 kids and their aides with autism, and they're doing a fun day-long clinic to kind of get these kids involved in the game of golf. So if this is something that your friend would be interested in, just let me know, and I can definitely reach out to Jim.
Yeah, it's amazing how many things we don't know about, because we've got so many golf professionals doing so many things throughout Western New York just on their own, you know, at their club. If you have a child with special needs, or, you know, we've been trained, a lot of us, to work with people with disabilities to help them learn golf. It's, you know, sometimes if you don't have a leg or you don't have an arm, there's ways to work around it that we've, you know, through experience, been able to help people. And like Kevin said, it is a great game for all people with that structure and all the benefits that come with golf. But like we said, Steve, there's a million different golf pros doing a million different things throughout Western New York to grow the game. And that's why we got into this game, because we have a passion for it. And then once you're in that game, you realize, hey, I can do some other things that are great too, not just golfing. So what are the things that, I know you have a busy calendar, can you expound maybe on our junior program or the junior tour or the Hope program, some of the other things that the Western New York PGA is involved with?
Absolutely. So we have a junior tour that actually exceeded numbers this year. We've got 240 junior golfers around Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest PA. We're actually going to our 10th event of the season today, held at Niagara Frontier Country Club. This is for kids ages 10 to 18. We do have still a few spots available. If they did want to sign up, just go to our website, WNYPGA.com, and essentially kids play in events all around the area throughout the season, leading up to a two-day championship at the end based on your player of the year points. Besides for that, we've got our first drive, chip, and putt, your first chance on the road to Augusta National, coming up at the end of this month, June 29th. At the Fox Valley Club, and anyone who's ages 7 to 15, doesn't matter your skill level, you can sign up right at drivechipandputt.com. You go through a challenge of skills with driving, chipping, and putting, and the winners move on to a regional event and try to make it into Augusta. And then for the better players in the area, if you're looking to maybe to go out to the national stage for juniors, coming up on June 30th, we have our Western New York PGA Junior Championship, which is held at our home site at the Fox Valley Club. This is your opportunity. Two boys and two girls from our section will represent us in Missouri in July and August for the national championship, and that tournament's seen the likes of Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler. So this is really your chance to make a splash at the national scene if you're looking to be seen by college coaches. As far as our foundation, Jeff, and growing the game, you know, there's so many ways to get involved, and there's so many things, like you said, that no one even knows about that PGA professionals are doing around the area. One being the Hope program with Memorial Day weekend. I think it's key that we talk about that. You know, this is a program that started back in 2013, and Jeff Metis has been very a key factor in helping this continue to grow. And we tried to start it this week, but you know, with the spring we've had a rain out
every day.
You know, this is just it's a clinic, and it helps us as veterans with really their progress and rehab. It helps them to assimilate back into the mainstream with their families and back into the community. It's more than golf. You know, these ladies and gentlemen come out and they love learning the game of golf, but to see them back out in the social scene and maybe they haven't been in a while, it's very inspiring. And what better way to talk about it than Memorial Day weekend? So, you know, in a nutshell, the Western New York PGA and their 275 PGA professionals are doing numerous things, and if there's anything that anyone has questions on how they can get involved, whether it be our junior programs, whether it be how to become a PGA professional, you can be one of these 275 pros, or if you want to get involved in our foundation, there's many ways you can do that. I encourage you to give myself a call at their office or give Jeff Metis or one of our PGA professionals a call, because if you want to be involved in golf, then Western New York PGA is where you need to be.
Steve Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA, joining us here on Tee to Green on WGR. Of course, they have events for their own PGA professionals. Earlier in the week, Rob Kujewski ended up getting a win at Orchard Park Country Club. He got the low honors at Elkdale Country Club. And Danny Kaye was the low senior professional, beating Lonnie Nielsen by one. So I know that also you have events for the professionals, and I know that everybody's very humble about that. But you have some good players amongst your pros, including one that's sitting in our studio here. And I know that learning from them is something that, you know, for golfers that want to improve their game, the opportunity is there. And there's so much great wealth of knowledge across Western New York from your professional staff, Steve.
Oh, yes, it's unbelievable. Like I said, PGA professionals, these ladies and gentlemen are the experts in the game of golf. And it was funny, I was asked a question a few weeks ago, and one of my friends actually was getting involved in the game of golf, and I told him to find a local PGA professional to go take a lesson, just figure out where your swing is and then make sure you can enjoy the game as much as possible. And he asked me why. I said, well, you know, if you're going for a root canal, who do you go to see? You go see a dentist. Oh, PGA professionals are like dentists. They go through lots of schooling to study the golf swing and make sure that they're teaching you the right aspects of the swing. And as well as, you know, you talked to Mark Rosa from Wanaka last week. There's a lot of our professionals that are TPI certified that can teach you the aspects of the swing that are going to allow you to continue on your game for years and years to come, so you don't hurt yourself, so you're doing the correct movements. So, yes, if you're looking to get involved in the game and you want to make it a lifetime game, you're not going to get frustrated day in and day out, go see a PGA professional so he can set you up with the correct swing.
Hey, we don't guarantee you won't be frustrated every day.
That's right.
Fun about the game.
That's right. Steve Barkowski with us from the Western PGA. Well, Steve, again, we appreciate the relationship between TD Green and your organization, and we look forward to chatting numerous times throughout the rest of the year and doing our part to promote the game that I know you guys love so much. So thanks again for coming on with us.
And I'll see you Thursday for the Hope program there, Steve. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Right. By the way, you all can help support that by registering for the Duster Challenge, DusterChallenge.com. Make sure you get in. Great, fun putting event, be it Fox Valley, music, food, entertainment for the kids. After, there's a kids division. And when they're done, there's entertainment for them, afterwards while you putt, or you can just come and watch your kid. You can get a spectator pass. Means you get to eat and take part of everything else too without having to putt. If you're, you know, don't think you're a great putter, it's not really about that. We'll find the best one, but it's about fun and raising some money. DusterChallenge.com.
And again, the portion will go, portions of the proceeds will go to the Western New York PGA Foundation. Again, all the information that Steve said, or you just want to maybe see what's going on locally around your courses or what your PGA professional is doing, you can check it out. WesternNewYork.PGA.com or WNYPGA.com. Time out here on Tee to Green. And when we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. I'm going to ask Jeff about, since we've had so much rain, not that I would ever hit the ball in the bunker, but when I do, it's wet in there now. So how do you play it out of those kind of gluey, moist sand traps? That'll be the tip coming up. Kevin, why are you laughing? You never are in there?
I don't hit the bunker often.
I
when
know
I
you
do,
don't.
I make par.
Tee to Green, more coming up here on WGR. /7:32 Welcome back, Tee to Green, in our Amherst studios this week, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, who will give us our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here in a moment, alongside Kevin Sylvester as well, Brian Colesiel here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at BrianWGR, at Kev Sylvester, at Mitas, PGA. Mitas is I before E, T-U-S, PGA. Welcome back, Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra. Custom turf, great place to go get your man cave putting green or your backyard dream putting green. Check it out, customturf.com. And our home clubs, part of our presenting sponsors, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. We're in our studios this week. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club as we get you set for the Women's Porter Cup, which will take place a few days after our show. And then, of course, we'll be back at Niagara Falls later in the year for the Men's Porter Cup. Looking forward to that. Speaking of the Porter Cup, if you are looking to participate in the Men's Porter Cup, there is a qualifier on Monday, June 26th at Niagara Falls Country Club. You need a USGA handicap of 3 or less. Go to PorterCup.com, and you can participate in that event.
You know how good you have, by the way, you know how good you have to be
if you're three or less?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you're a stick.
Absolutely. All right, Western New York PGA Tip of the Week time, and with all this weather that has been not so much fun to golf in, I know people will be squeezing in rounds this weekend while they're squeezing out their towel from...
Squeegee, yeah, squeegeeing in rounds.
That's right. But for those, unlike Kevin and I, that always hit the fairway, for those that may stray one way or the other or come up a little short on their approach shot, and they land in the bunker, the sand may be a little moist, maybe a little wet, gluey.
Packed down.
Yeah. I know, Jeff, you had actually said you at sometimes, if in this condition, sometimes you really like it this way in the bunker. But let's just explain kind of, people are probably even more fearful of going in the bunker, if some already just dread being in there. But just kind of go through that process in these conditions when the bunkers are wet.
So I kind of like a wet, firm bunker because to me it's an easier shot, a little bit easier shot. What happens is when the sand firms up, you don't need to use as much of the bounce on the golf club. So that angle on the bottom of the golf club that helps the club glide through the sand when the sand is dry. What you need to do is, in this situation, is you need to square up your blade a little bit more because you want that club to just tuck under that golf ball a little bit. If you have that blade really open in a wet bunker, it's just going to skip right off the top of it. You'll end up blading the ball. So you want to square up your blade a little bit more, hit a little bit closer to the golf ball too. It's a firm, you want to, the word I like to use, you still want to make an aggressive stroke at it because the ball's sitting down there in a little bit of wet sand. You want to kind of zip through that golf ball with a little bit more of a square blade. That ball will come out quicker and a little, you know, so you hit a little bit closer, it'll come out. You don't need as big of a stroke, and it'll have more spin on it, too, because of the nature of the sand. So what I like to do is I'll move the ball back a tiny bit when the sand's wet like this and square up my blade and just zip through that golf ball, hitting a little bit closer. It tends to come out real nice. It's easier to control the distance when the sand is firm and wet like this. I actually prefer it. But if you're going to play today, throw a couple balls in a wet bunker and square up your blade and hit a few shots and see how the ball reacts versus playing from dry sand. You will notice a difference right away.
It's been a challenging year for bunkers for the golf course superintendents, hasn't it?
Yes.
No,
yes.
It really has. I mean, it's one of those things, keeping up with the grass growth, mm-hmm. particularly rough, has been incredible, I know, for clubs and the superintendents. And then you, and on top of that, all the water with the bunkers, some bunkers at times probably to be pumped out, sand replaced. I mean, it's a lot of maintenance that goes into maintaining bunkers. And to me, bunkers are they're a aesthetically defining thing of golf courses. Off, you know, shapes a golf course in a lot of ways. It's not just being a hazard, but it's also, you know, the beauty.
They're targets.
Yeah,
there are lots of things.
They're targets. There's a, you know, shapes the golf hole. A lot of things that bunkers do aside from just being, you know, an obstacle, a hazard, if you will.
We're going through a major bunker renovation over at the Park Club, and you can imagine how difficult the season's been with this rain. You can't shape bunkers. You can't lay sod when it's been raining like this. You know what happens, too, is when it rains, all that mud and dirt and grass washes into your bunker, and it contaminates your sand. So you have this nice, white, perfect sand. After a couple of years of rain and water and flooding, there's a lot of dirt and soil that starts to intermingle with the sand, and that's why bunkers don't last forever. They need to be repaired, replaced occasionally because they do tend to get contaminated.
Go ahead. I was going to say, are they adding any bunkers over there? Like on 17,
there's changes. There's changes being made. A couple of those. 17's been changed. 3's
been
changed.
They took out the tree on 17, that big tree on the right, and without that tree, it's just, you know.
There's bunkers there now.
Bunkers there now. Okay, good.
It's gorgeous. Let's just put it that way. There's some gorgeous bunkers being put in.
But, I mean, fairway bunkers mostly are more of the flatter variety. You're going to have puddling, but, you know, hoping those would be draining. But sometimes around the green side where you've got some elevation, I'm thinking of, Kevin, of your comment about superintendents, like, just, you know, the banks and maintaining not only those are difficult even in perfect conditions, Jeff, but, you know, now you're getting,
don't
it gets
walk
wet.
In, yeah. If you walk in on the steep side on a day like this, you could cave that whole bank in. And that's, you know, people will do that.
How about a 1 minute just even bunker etiquette? I know I watched you do this with my son before about just how do you enter, how do you come back out? I mean, even in the wet, it's probably a little bit more important.
Yeah, typically you go in at the low point and as close as you can to your golf ball. Bring your rake with you. So you don't make two trails. You know, it's very simple for beginners. We have a beginner women class. You walk in, get to your ball. Once you hit your shot, rake your way out. Try to track your footprints back to where, you know, you walk through the same footprints you walked out to your ball in and rake them as you go. The point that we try to use or what we try to tell people when they're in the bunkers is you try to make that. If your ball was landing in that spot, would you have a better lie than you did before? So you make sure you rake it, prepare it in case your ball is going to land in that spot the next time you play. So you don't want to have somebody be penalized because you didn't rake the bunker properly. And always kind of rake the bunker towards the lip. If you push sand down towards the middle, it'll just kind of puddle up and pond up on you.
Real quick, and we got a call to get to and we got other things to get to, but what's the determination with bunkers, rakes in the bunker, rakes out of the bunker?
There is no rule on that. That is
that's golf course decision, right?
Yeah, that's a superintendent's decision. Some like them in the bunkers so they can mow around them and they don't have to get off the mowers. Some like them out of the bunkers. You know, that's a club decision.
What do you prefer?
I have no preference. Sometimes if it, you know, it'll
stop. I prefer out of the bunker.
Yes, because it holds my ball out of it.
You have that that factor, but I also think entry into a bunker, if a rake's in the bunker, it could prevent your ball from going to a natural spot to the center
of
the bunker.
Nice flat spot, yeah.
Nice flatter spot. So that's why I like them out of the bunker.
Yeah, wherever my ball ends up, I'm just going to play it. So I hopefully it won't matter. But
never go in the bunker.
Well, it works both ways.
That's right.
If it's on the collar, you could knock your ball into the bunker, you know, a ball that might be skirting around the bunker and it hits the rake and stops it and it rolls, whatever.
That's
so
true.
The answer is hit it on the green.
Right.
That's right.
Brian, punch that up. You know, Steve Barkowski mentioned this and kind of for Jim Furlong to come in, Western New York PGA member at Willowbrook. Jim, good morning.
Wow, Jim Furlong?
Good morning, Jeff Metis. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, you guys might know each other,
a little
right?
bit.
Hey, Jim, coming on to give us a little info about this Willowbrook event?
Sure. This Thursday, June 1st, the Niagara County Lions Club and Willowbrook are hosting the Niagara Orleans BOCES Special Needs School. There's 50 young kids who've been working for the last 2 months to gain points. And if the top 50 of them that gain the points get to come out for a day of golf, they're coming out for a two-hour clinic and some chipping, putting, and driving contests along with a cookout. And it's mostly kids with emotional and mental special needs, anywhere from mild up to autistic children. and they're bringing their aides, and the Lions are going to put on a great day of golf for them. And we just thought we would like to let the public know if anybody wanted to come out and see or come out and help with these kids.
Awesome. If they want to do that, Jim, what's the best way to go about it?
Well, the kids are going to arrive between 9 and 9:30, and if there was anybody interested, they could call our pro shop at Willowbrook and leave us their name. We would love to have them there to help out or just to come out and cheer these kids on.
Yep. Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. It's the Lions used to do an actual junior tournament, and this year we got together and decided we'd rather do something for some kids who've never had an opportunity to play golf.
Awesome. Well, I hope and trust this will be the first of many to come of this event.
Yes, I think this is going to be an annual event for the Niagara Lions and Willowbrook, and we're going to maybe use a different school each year, but for this year we've chosen the Niagara BOCES special needs kids.
Great stuff,
well,
Jim.
Yeah, well, it's awesome, Jim. Good to hear. And thanks to Willowbrook for donating the facility for the day to help these kids come out and get to experience golf. You know, how many kids are going to get converted to golf because of a day like this? It's just great.
Yeah. Jim Furlong, West New York PGA member here on the events. Again, if you want to volunteer, Thursday at Willowbrook. Jim, is there even a number that they can call or a website they can go to if somebody's listening and say, hey, you know what, I wouldn't mind helping out or volunteering or donating something for this event?
Well, the phone number at the shop is 434-0111. And the Niagara County Lions have a Facebook page if somebody wanted to look them up on Facebook.
Perfect. Great. Jim, thanks a lot. Really a great event, and thanks for giving everybody the chance to hear about it a little more. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too,
Jim. Thanks.
All right. Another one of those things we led the show off with. Just another
awesome.
Cool thing. No doubt about it. Yep.
And I'm pretty engaged in the West New York. I didn't even know about this. So that's when I talk about these things are going on all throughout West New York.
Yep. Very cool. Thanks, Jim, for calling in. Okay. Time out here on TD Green. And when we come back, we will get you our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. And also our Champions Tour report, a major this week on the Champions Tour that's brought to you by Absolute Care. We'll have that coming up, too, as we roll on Tee to Green with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Benis. I'm Brian Colziel. This is Tee to Green. Every Saturday, we're right with you here from 7 to 8. More to come on WGR. Time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Again, as you heard, brought to you by Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf. Big event at Colonial this week, the Dean and DeLuca Invitational. And
great course.
Yeah, it is a very good, very, very good course. And right now, at the top of the leaderboard, we have Kevin Kisner, who is tied for the lead right now at -6. Kisner really has been... was kind of hot at this point early last year, then kind of cooled off a little, and now has had a couple of good tournaments in a row. He, along with Webb Simpson, Danny Lee, and Scott Piercy, four-way tie for the lead. Paul Casey, and then a couple of big-name Spaniards, Sergio Garcia, John Rahm at -5. Some other names of note, Jordan Spieth, who always plays well in these Texas tournaments, is -2. So there's your look at our PGA Tour leaderboard. And Colonial... A stop that they've been doing forever, right?
Yes. Great old school golf course. Worked that event last year, and it's just the horrible horseshoe on the front nine.
Hogan's Alley, isn't it?
Hogan's Alley, yes. They have, if you ever get to go there, make sure you go in the clubhouse. They've got a trophy room for Ben Hogan, and then they have his office down in the pro shop. You know, it's kind of roped off, but you can walk in the door there and look. It's like a Ben Hogan museum. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of trophies and mementos in that museum, I would imagine.
Yeah,
jeez.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I have some of the photos on my phone still.
We'll have to take a look.
Stuff. And our Champions Tour report, it's brought to you by Absolute Care and Orchard Brook, affordable adult assisted living. The Champions Tour this week is at the Senior PGA Championship at Trump National in Washington, D.C., and Bernhard Langer is
winning.
He's winning by 3 over Vijay Singh. He still has a hole to play this morning. Darkness shortened his round, but he's through 17 holes. He's up 3 on Vijay Singh. Billy Andrade is 4 back at -9. Miguel Angel Jimenez -6.
And
we get to watch him stretch this week.
That's right.
If he's near the leaderboard.
If he is, they'll show that him warming up. I'm trying to get you your John Daly update here, Jeff. Where I'm scrolling. Where is he? Did I miss him?
He should have been. I saw pictures. He was there with some funky pants on.
Yes. They've been showing him quite a bit.
Yes. Right, well, he's been playing a little better. He's still a story. I think people still watch.
A few weeks
Daly.
Ago. Yeah. He's playing better. He just won within the last month.
That's right.
By the way, Billy Horschel with the win last week. We mentioned him on the show. How about that?
In the playoffs,
we gave him the karma. Yeah.
The karma, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did.
They showed it's a some stat how many push-ups like Bernhard Langer's done and this and how much he's made in the tour, and then they contrasted it to John Daly. Lifetime push-ups, zero. You know? Tour winnings, 11 million.
Hey, Bernhard Langer at the Players after his round, when he missed a cut. He was going in the fitness trailer.
Yeah.
Daly, so, by the way, even tied 29th. Oh, so,
well, there you go.
He's 13 back of Langer.
He's going to have to go low.
That's right. Cool story with Beef Johnson and a kid here to leave here on the show. But first, we want to tell you about Golf Away Tours. Have you ever thought about taking a cool road trip for golf and maybe a big road trip for golf? The guy on the line here to tell us all about it is the guy to go to for this, and that's TJ Rule. TJ, good morning. Brian, Kevin, and Jeff here with you.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well, and we want to ask you, of course, about everything that you do. For those that are hearing you for the first time, Golf Away Tours is, I know, a company that you're involved with. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, we basically just organize golf adventures and experiences and sort of lifetime experiences around the world, and send people all over the world playing golf. And so, if you have a bucket list golf experience, that's what we do. We custom design all trips to all destinations around the world. So if anybody's looking to go to the UK or Ireland or Australia, New Zealand, wherever you want to go, we can organize it and make sure that it's the best experience you can have.
TJ, and I had opportunity, and it was awesome. Best golf trip I've ever taken was last October. I went with Golf Away Tours to Ireland, Southwest Ireland. TJ was on the trip, took care of everything, and it was fantastic.
I think TJ's got the best job, by the way.
Yeah, last no, he does. Yes, yeah. Too. Yeah. If you follow him on Twitter, you look at some of these photos. I mean, there's one you've above Cape Town, South Africa. Pretty cool golf trip there. But I want to talk about Ireland specifically. And the trip that we took, Southwest Ireland, because I have a couple of buddies who went, and I said, hey, who just went? I go, who'd you go through? It's like, well, we kind of booked it ourselves. And I'm like, well, you kind of hesitated. They're like, well, there were some challenges with it. So there are advantages to going through TJ Golf Away Tours, the custom part, and just, knowing the ins and outs and where to go, where to stay, and who to use driver-wise, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. A lot of people try to book it on their own, and that can be done, and some people enjoy doing that, but we take all care of all the issues and make sure that you don't have to learn everything about it. We know the destinations, and we know the right drivers, and we know how to structure an itinerary so it's it reduces the amount of driving, for example, and maximizes your time to golf and enjoy Ireland for what it is, for the pubs, for some of the nightlife, but also some of the attractions and other touristy things that you can do when you're not golfing. So, been there many times myself, obviously, and we organize a lot of trips over there. So it's what we do.
Well, the other thing, and I think this is key, because, golf's the reason to go. You know which courses to make sure are on the itinerary, and they're all good, but there are some not to miss. And people ask me, did you play Old Head? I'm like, yes. Like, oh, wish we would have done that. I mean, that's one on the not miss, if you can work it in there, Old Head. What are some of – tell people about Old Head, and then maybe another one that's a can't miss, one not to miss if you're going to Southwest Ireland.
Well, Old Head is a pretty special experience. It's not a traditional Irish Lynx golf course, so you're not going to get that, but what you're going to get is that wow factor. It's just one of those courses where you stand there on any of the tees and you're just kind of blown away. It's up, perched a couple hundred feet above the water on this little peninsula, and you're just not going to get views that are any better than that. And so it's definitely a spot where, even though it's a little bit out of the way and kind of on its own, away from some of the other top-end golf courses, it's worth the trek down there because it's pretty special. The other courses in that area, you know, Ballybunion is obviously the one that's talked about the most, you know, ranked top 30 or 40 in the world. Two golf courses there, but the old course is just a really special experience. La Hinch is another one down in the southwest that most people like to play. And Waterville down very at the end of the Ring of Kerry, so it's a beautiful drive to get there. Very challenging golf course, but super fun to play. So there are some great ones there, but there's also some other ones that people don't really know so much about that guys just love to play. And Tralee is one that people just rave about. The back nine there, some people say is the best nine holes in Ireland. So there's just so much good golf down there, and it's a pretty special place to go.
Yeah, Tralee was great. I'm only saying that because I played my best at Tralee, and I was on the back nine, as a matter of fact. One other place I wanted to mention, not Ireland, but I think this is Ireland related. I haven't been there, but St. Kitts, right? I mean, it's not just Ireland, Scotland, Europe that you're looking at. Caribbean destinations, warmer climate, St. Kitts is a place.
Yeah, well, you know, for all of us up here in the northern part of the country, we like to get away in the winter, and so there are lots of great destinations in the Caribbean. There really are, but one of them that a lot of people don't know about, it's an emerging golf destination, and that's St. Kitts and Nevis. And right now, there are two great golf courses there, and they're building two more that are going to be very special. And it's just a place that's a little bit different from other Caribbean experiences in the sense that you go there, and the people are great. It's a very safe destination. You don't just go there and sit on the resort for the whole time. You know, they want you to go out and experience the island culture and see a lot of the island and get to meet the people. And, you know, you can walk from the resort down to these, you know, the strip of beach bars and restaurants where, you know, it's just a different experience. The cuisine is fantastic, you know, with the seafood and everything. The people are great. That's what really makes the destination special. And, you know, the two golf courses that are there are very different. They're both very, very nice golf courses. A real wide range of resorts, anything from, you know, the four-star, the nice four-star up to, you know, high upscale 5/6-star resorts that are just spectacular. It's a pretty special spot, and a lot of people don't know about it, so we're trying to spread the word because, you know, they'll love it if people go down there.
TJ Rule is the person to contact. You can check out all the cool pictures, information, golfawaytours.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at golfawaytours. TJ. TJ, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk again soon here on the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Sounds good. Have a great morning, guys.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
You too. Yeah, very cool thing to do. Take one of those dream golf trips.
Hey, think about it now, right? Yep. If you want to go in the winter, a place like St. Kitts, you want to Ireland, even, you got to start planning now.
I'm even thinking if, you know, you got the itch, thinking if something this summer, even want to go drive north to Canada, play some of those courses in the summer that are beautiful. You got those great views. You know, you can do that in the summer, obviously. Yeah. And TJ can hook you up with something there, a little bit more spur of the moment sort of thing.
Contact him. Yep. I'm telling you, you'll thank me when you go on the trip because, as he mentioned, it's not just, hey, you want to make sure you get on the right courses at the right time, get in the right rotation, restaurants, all transportation, all those things, takes care of all the details. They'll do it custom. And it was just an incredible experience, not having to worry about anything when we went.
That's right. To finish here on Tee to Green, so imagine you're like 9 years old and you're a huge golf fan, and this is a child that lives in Europe, but his name's Aaron, and he got picked up by Beef Johnson, Andrew Beef Johnson, for his birthday, and he thought this was the coolest gift ever. Beef picks him up in his car and gives him a hat, a Beef Johnson hat.
Where's
and
the beef?
That's right. Where's the beef, it says on it.
So we've got the beef.
We've got the beef. We have,
I think,
the
Where's
beef.
The Beef's trademark by right. a different
that's
fast
true.
Food restaurant.
That's right.
He's with Arby's, not, you know. Anyways.
That's right. So he picks him up, and they videoed this, and it's super cool. But along the way, it gets even cooler. He picks up Justin Rose. Then he picks up Henrik Stenson. And the kid, Aaron, is sitting in the middle of the back seat, and Rose gets in, sits on one side, and then Stenson gets in and sits on the other side. And I know
has a claret jug.
There's some cool comparison of what the golfers have done. The kid gets to partake in, too.
Well, Stenson gets in. He's like, hey, could you hang on to this for me, mate? You know, and hands him the you know, claret.
The kid's face when he was holding the jug was amazing.
And then Rose goes, oh, here, I brought something, too. Henrik's got one of these, but it's not the same color. He gave him the gold medal, right, you know, to hang on to.
Love it.
really cool thing. And then at the end, you can watch this. It's on Twitter. It's all over.
I just tweeted it out.
It's Brian just tweeted it out.
Yeah.
But the kid, I love when the kid's walking off the green because they go and putt at the 18th hole at Wentworth where they're playing the BMW. And he's walking off the green. He just goes to his dad, this is the best thing you've ever got me.
Very cool. Yeah, so 9-year-old Aaron gets a cool thing for his 9-year-old birthday. I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR.
Yeah, you want to see that.
The video is worth watching because of the kid's face. And it gets better and better and better throughout.
Well, and you know what? Kudos to the players for going along with that and doing it. And they're all good guys, you know, every one of those. I mean, Beef's got a great person now. Justin Rose is just a super guy. Keimer, actually, I haven't dealt with Keimer much, but Stenson, yeah, also
good dude.
So.
Rose was a big part of that. Remember last year at the Ryder Cup, putting the $100 bill when the when the fan, and he was a very good sport about. I mean, I can just, I feel like Rose is just he's a guy you'd want to hang out with and play around with, definitely. All right, that'll put a wrap on our show. Hey, you're looking somewhere to maybe go and enjoy the holiday weekend, Jeff, this week?
Oh yeah, I see these Bacchus hats on the European tour. I wonder if my brother's how many players he's sponsored. He hasn't sponsored me.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Where's our Bacchus
hats? I know the restaurant does well, but geez.
I know.
Good. Pretty soon he'll have his movie nights over there.
They've moved
a lot
on to bigger and better things, apparently. They don't want us wearing their hats. Yes, Bacchus.
Can't even get a sponsor from his brother. Nice.
Anyway, yes, we want to thank all of our presenting sponsors, the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club to start off June, as we'll be getting you ready for the Women's Porter Cup. Derek Kramer, our producer. We want to thank our guests, TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours, Steve Bartkowski, the executive director from the Western New York PGA. And for PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Again, take a moment, pause, and reflect to all of our military men and women that have lost their lives protecting our freedom. Hit him well, stay dry, and ESPN Radio coming up next right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.